No, the director, the archives director, usually prepares them and sends them over and discuss with us his plans for the next year. So he is very cautious about submitting any plans until he talks to us about it. So on the expense side, it's basically, again, straightforward as the national office is. So he is going to be ready sooner, except that he does not want to budget anything until he sees the revenue projections for the stations. Because he wanted to see what income is coming so he could budget his expense based on that. And okay. For the national, Brian, I kind of like your thoughts on reviewing the expenses of the national office, and I think I'm willing to really look, because there's a lot of questions or protests about the central services for the station. I think once we establish our budget for this year, for the expenses, we'll be able to determine whether the central services being assessed to the stations are too high for the station. And we will be able to adjust at that point so that the national office can have some good transparency on spending, behavior. So
I think that will come as a great relief to everybody representing one of our stations. It's always made more sense to me that we should talk about what the national office needs and then what it'll take to meet that need, rather than how much the national office gets and what can we spend it on.
Exactly, and in most cases, we don't actually get the assessment of what the actual amount to begin with. So it's kind of like a moot point you can access, and in a consolidated basis, it's a wash. So I think we are implementing a lot of cost-cutting measures here at the national office, and so that the the transparency here at the national office will be shared with the rest of the radio stations.
Okay. I think we have a better idea of where we are with budgeting. I don't see the need to schedule extra meetings at this point. Does anybody disagree and want to propose dates? Okay, hearing none, we're done with budget scheduling.
I just have a request respect to budget. If you could send me a copy of the budget that you have, so that at least we could work together on that, or at least prepare myself when we should review this budget. And I might have some questions about those.
Hi, it's Barbara with a question.
Let me clarify, Will. You mean you want the stations to send you their budgets?
Correct, yes.
Ahead of time?
Ahead
okay.
of time.
You should communicate that to the business managers.
I will.
Barbara, what's your question?
Well, I think you asked recently for our current budget. Is that right?
Right, right.
And you did get ours, didn't you?
No, I don't think I got your budget.
Oh, I thought you did, because we have this...
Well, you have to have it. We have budget versus actual income statements.
Well, we have this perpetual problem with the past treasurer changing some things.
You're talking about last year's budget?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 2014, current year.
2014, yeah. In fact,
we have that.
Yeah, the financial statements that you receive reflect those budgets already.
Right. So what you're asking for now is...
2015.
To send them to you, the new, for 2015.
The proposed budget, the budget that you're working on.
Or we send it, before we take it to our LSB and...
Either way, yeah. Like I said, if I could find something that I think might be, might need some clarity or clarification,
sure.
then I'll be able to put some input to it.
I think it's a good idea.
Okay. Returning to the financial impact assessment on the HR council motion, I sent out my motion language in writing. Does anybody need me to read it?
Yes, because I'm not sitting with it.
Okay. Based on the amount of time the PNB spent in executive session discussing personnel issues during the first 6 months of 2014, the National Finance Committee estimates that implementing a motion requiring the presence of HR counsel during all such meetings will cost approximately $30,000 per year, assuming attorney's time is billed at $400 per hour. This estimate does not include prep time nor travel costs for counsel to attend in-person meetings. Does anyone want to move that?
I think you did, didn't you?
Can the chair do that in the committee?
Yes, of course. It's a committee.
All right. I've moved it.
Question.
No seconds required in committee. Yes, Al Paul.
Yeah, we have the motion that was referred to us from the PNB, which is an HR employment attorney must be available to provide legal counsel to the board during any employment or personnel discussions. So we have to deal with that somehow. Do you want to make it that's a motion and you're making a substitute?
So I believe you're saying we have to approve or disapprove the motion itself?
Well, we have to somehow dispose of that. We have to make it clear in the minutes that we aren't just ignoring that somehow we're disposing of it because we are charged with it by the PNB.
I see. I interpreted the referral to committee as a request for a financial impact assessment, not a request for a thumbs up or down on the motion. You raise a good point. It just seems to me the Finance Committee isn't clued in on the specifics of personnel issues confronting the Pacifica National Board. So it would be weird for us to weigh in on the merits of the motion, and it's more appropriate for us to limit ourselves to the financial impact of the motion. Could we move to refer that motion back to the PNB with the proposed assessment?
Yeah, I suppose that could work. Basically, let's see. We just have to have in the minutes that we're addressing that motion with this motion, I suppose. Exactly, let's see. Sort of something like in relation to the... God, my curse is doing a funny thing. That doesn't help. Let me paste that in. Okay, we should just put in that the following motion was referred by the PNB, and then we have this motion, I guess. All right, we could just put one. As long as we put the original motion in there from the PNB, it tells us why we have this motion, your motion.
Great. Does anyone object to the motion as I read it and as R. Paul cleaned it up?
I have to.
No objection?
This is kind of back of the envelope stuff, but, you know, I mean, it says approximately, but, you know, how back of the envelope is this? We did this fast.
It is back of the envelope, but I think it explains the basis for the estimates. Do you want to object and call a vote, Paul, so you can be on the record?
I guess we can leave it as it is in here. I guess we'll leave it. How about start it out with, in response to the motion referred to the committee by the PNB, comma, based on, and I'm looking at estimates and approximations and assumptions. All right, how about we put at the front of yours what I just said?
okay.
about the motion for the PNB. How about that?
I will take that as an amendment. Is there any objection to the amendment that our Paul is proposing? Hearing no objection, the amendment's adopted. Is there any objection to the motion as amended? Hearing none, put it in the minutes, my good friend. Michael had sent us a request for a similar financial impact assessment on holding an election, which I think requires a few more numbers than we have at our disposal right now. I was wondering if we could task our treasurers with a chore between now and our next meeting, which is to go through the amount of money you have budgeted for election expenses in this current fiscal year, the amount you were charged in the last election cycle, come back to us with an explanation of where you think the money would come from if you were billed for an election in the next few months.
Michael, is this Beck?
Go ahead, Michael.
Yeah, I believe that Raul actually sent us out a spreadsheet showing what all the expenses were the last time we had an election, which I think was 2012 at this point.
Do you have a date on that email?
It's quite, I know he sent it to the Finance Committee, I think, he sent it to the Election Committee, not to the Finance Committee. The Election Committee has that. What I'm saying is I think the request is almost moot at this point from the Elections Committee because it's going to have to be budgeted for in the coming fiscal year. I mean, even if we hire somebody for the National Election Supervisor at this point, it would probably not. That's not the only hire that would take place, and it would be just for a few weeks in the current fiscal year.
Yeah, the
election. I think really what we're talking about is trying to make sure that we can budget realistically for an election in the fiscal year that we're trying to make the budgets for. And this discussion we just started having about when we're going to come up with a budget.
So are you proposing that we table this motion and just address election expenses during the budgeting discussions?
If people. I think there was some idea that there was money in the budgets this year that was scheduled for elections, and was any of that still there and usable? So that was really what the question from the election committee is. So if anybody has an answer to that question.
Barbara,
I have
a comment.
Raul also, to the stack.
I'll take Barbara, then Raul. Go ahead, Barbara.
Well, I spoke only briefly with our business manager about this, and I believe the answer was that, yes, there was something in our budget this year, but in fact, without the CPB money, stuff like this is, there's probably not money left for it. But it's not an exact analysis. That was just her initial impression.
I think that's true across the board.
Well,
yes. There was a budget of about the combined between the stations and the national office of about $120,000 for 2014, and then each station has budgeted for their local elections. So it's budgeted. However, if this election is going to happen after September, then we might have to rebudget that into the following fiscal year. Because we budgeted.
I think that would be prudent regardless, because we have a legal obligation to hold that election. The question is whether we budget two elections in fiscal 2014.
That was going to be my question.
No,
because in theory, the 2015 election, by our bylaws, we should start spending money in March.
Yep.
Okay. Well,
yeah, they postponed the PNB postponed last year's election into this calendar year, and so the coming fiscal year.
The bulk of the 2014 budget was timed on the first quarter, which is October, November, and December. And then there are some expenses that were budgeted beginning June of about 25,000 towards the July through September months of 2014. So the same thing is probably going to happen next year if we do for the 2015 elections. So we might incur some.
I think the problem is the calendar 2012 elections were delayed past the time frame in our bylaws, which is why so much got billed in fiscal 2013.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Yeah, I think that the only way we're going to be able to make it up is on the next off year, because I think that every year, obviously, given this will be the latest that we've ever started an election that I can recall, and therefore every year until we get to that off year again, so for the next, after two more years, we won't be able to catch up until that whole cycle is over. So probably next year for the election that should start in March, we'll end up with that pushing it forward to the next fiscal anyway, realistically. Not ideal, obviously. But I can't imagine, again, realistically budgeting two elections and cramming it into one budget projection for next year.
Who asked to be on staff?
Michael Novick.
Go ahead, Michael.
I was wondering if the bylaw amendment to have two rounds of bylaw amendments did pass.
It's passed on the national board, and it's currently being voted on at the local level. KPFA ratified it at our station. I don't know about the others.
Because I tried to offer an amendment in the last cycle to change our elections to every other year as opposed to two out of every three, but didn't make it onto the list of amendments offered. So as soon as there's an opportunity to offer it again, I will do so and motivate it more strongly.
Okay, so it seems to me like we should issue some guidance to the stations on what they're budgeting for. Are they budgeting 1 year's election expenses or two?
I think one.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Yeah, Raul, do this back, please.
Go ahead, Raul.
Okay, well, we had budget. We're doing this election on the 2015 fiscal year, which is October to December. We still have a budget that we have in the 2014 that can pay for that partial of the expenses, part of the expenses for the 2014 elections. And then the same is going to happen the following year. So your election, your budgeting for 2016 will include the big amount of money and then the minor amount of money, the lesser amount of money, the portion, lesser portion, will be budgeted in the latter part of the fiscal year 2015. So you're just budgeting one election per year. So what I'm saying is the 2014 election, let's say
what you're saying,
$25,000 would be expense in 2014, and then $75,000 would be expense in 2015. Now the 2015 election, $25,000 of that will be expense in 2015, and $75,000 will be expense in 2016. So the total expense for each year is $100,000. which
Hello?
Problem?
Yeah.
I keep losing the call.
So that's
that.
This is Brian. I want to bring us to a conclusion on this because I'm starting to lose mental coherence as the hour advances. Does anyone want to offer a motion regarding election expenses, or should we just leave it as we discussed? We'll expect the stations to budget 1 year's election expenses.
R. Paul for Stan?
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Yeah, I think we should just leave it at that, and maybe it would be good if the PND made a formal declaration about this so people aren't confused and so that we don't, have... you know, people saying, okay, we finished the election. Now we do a new election, And also probably they should do that so that terms are delineated, because otherwise people might start making assumptions about where the terms begin and end, and I think the PNB probably needs to nail that down too.
Terms are delineated by our bylaws.
Given so much when the elections happen, which is people may assume that since the election is going a little different, that the terms are different. That's what I mean. I think it should go that way, but I think the PNB needs to nail that down, that it is that way. So, I've seen enough people making assumptions that things should be nailed down.
Michael, will you have
things
back?
I think that is the work of the election committee, and we will have a motion regarding clarifying to everybody what the terms are when the election happens. For the KPFK, we're actually having to elect the whole board because we didn't get quorum last time. So everybody will have odd terms so that all the terms expire at the correct time. But all the stations will have people who have been extended because the election didn't happen, and so the terms will be shorter.
Okay, I'm comfortable leaving it there, I guess. It seems like the one other thing we might need to address, and this may have to wait till we start to get cash flow statements, is the actual cash situation, because elections expenses aren't bills we can just throw on the stack. If we can't pay postage in advance, ballots won't go out. But that's, I think, a conversation for when we have balance sheets and cash flow forecasts in front of us. Anything else under new business tonight?
Yeah, R. Paul.
Go ahead, R. Paul.
Very fast, can we hear about the audit? Because we were told previously that we had a deadline of August 15th, which is this Friday, and after that there are fines, so it would be good if we could hear a couple of words about the audit.
Deadline for a tax filing, August 15th.
Tax filing is August 15th.
Yeah, tax filing.
Audit. Yeah. We are working. We're submitting the budget, the fact information to our auditors. It's going to be really close. They had forewarned me, the auditor had forewarned me that if they are not able to do this by April 15th, there's going to be a $100 per day penalty. So we're working closely. We have a little bit of a snag in, submitting them, but hopefully I'll get an update by tomorrow.
Will you let us know what the update is tomorrow?
Sure.
Great. I'd like to suggest, and I'll put this out in the proposed agenda, that in addition to reviewing whatever budgets we have, we set some time aside in 2 weeks to go over the unaudited 2013 figures, since there were a lot of questions about expenses that got recorded in that year. Anyone think that's a bad idea, or should I draft an agenda with that in mind?
Put it on the agenda.
All right, Barbara has spoken, and no one else has objected. I think we're done, folks. Thank you so much.
One last item. I'm going to send you a job. I think somebody asked about job description for controller. I'm also sending you a couple of examples of job description for business managers just for review, and let us know, because we are about to post the job for the permanent position.
Great. Thank you so much, Raul. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
The meeting is now adjourned. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Good night.
Thank you.
Good night.
Thank you.